WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Brandon Cole here, and welcome back to Stoic State of Mind. I'm always stoked to have you guys tuning in because this journey towards building resilience and discipline is a wild ride, right? And trust me, there are no passengers on this bus. We're all in it together, facing the ups and downs, navigating life's little curveballs with a healthy dose of stoicism. Today, we're diving into something super important, embracing the present moment. Ever felt like your mind is constantly racing? Like you're stuck in the hamster wheel of yesterday's worries or tomorrow's anxieties? Yeah, me too. It's a common struggle, but guess what? There's a way out, and it all starts with mastering the art of being present. Listen up because this is going to change your game. Number 1, understanding that the past is gone. We can learn from it, sure, but dwelling on it won't change anything. You know that saying, let bygones be bygones. It's not just a cliche, it's solid advice. The future? Well, that's still a mystery. Worrying about what might happen only steals your joy from the now. Remember, the present moment is the only thing we truly have control over. Number 2, practice mindfulness. This doesn't mean becoming some Zen master overnight. It's about being aware of your thoughts and feelings without judgment. Take a few deep breaths, really feel them filling your lungs, then releasing. Notice the sounds around you, the feeling of your feet on the ground. Simple stuff, right? But it can make a world of difference in grounding yourself in the present. Number 3, savor the little things. We get so caught up in chasing big goals that we forget to appreciate the simple joys. A good cup of coffee, a walk in the sunshine, a laugh with a friend. Take a moment to truly enjoy these moments. It's like hitting the pause button on life's crazy soundtrack and just listening to the beauty around you. Number 4, ditch the distractions. You know what I mean. That constant scroll through social media, the endless notifications, the TV blaring in the background. All of these things pull us away from the present moment. Try setting aside some tech-free time each day. Go for a walk, read a book, have a real conversation with someone, anything that helps you disconnect and be fully present. And finally, number 5, practice gratitude. It's easy to get caught up in what we lack, but focusing on what we already have can shift our entire perspective. Take a moment each day to appreciate the good things in your life, your health, your loved ones, even just a roof over your head. Gratitude is like a superpower that amplifies joy and helps us truly live in the present. Think about it. You're sitting there, listening to me right now, isn't that amazing? The fact that we can connect through this podcast, share these ideas, it's pretty incredible. Don't let those moments slip by unnoticed. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're on a beautiful hike. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and you're surrounded by breathtaking scenery. But instead of taking in the view, you're constantly checking your phone, worrying about deadlines, or replaying past conversations in your head. You miss out on the magic because you're stuck in your own mental whirlwind. That's what happens when we don't embrace the present moment. We lose out on the beauty and joy that surrounds us. By practicing mindfulness, gratitude, and disconnecting from distractions, we can learn to fully appreciate the here and now. Remember, this isn't about becoming perfect, it's about making a conscious effort to be more present in your life. Start small, take a few deep breaths whenever you feel overwhelmed. Notice the sensations of your body as you move through your day. Savor a cup of tea or a delicious meal. Be kind to yourself, and remember that every moment is an opportunity to start fresh. So, what are you waiting for? Go out there and live in the present. And hey, don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a little reminder to embrace the now. Until next time, keep stoic, my friends, and remember, life is happening right now. Make it count.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.